But when I learned with the United Nations and all of our many affiliates all around the world, the oppression of women, I remember once being so overcome, I was sent to a congress of women in Greece and went and listened to these women whose husbands were fishermen and they had died and they wanted them husband's pension because they said, we kept the home going when he was gone, and when he came back it was flourishing, and he was able to be a fisherman because I was there, and we need a pension, and they got the pension. But it was the power and the passion, even though I didn't understand the language, I understood when they were talking, I understood the fervor of these illiterate women, but who were standing up for what they believed was their right, which was denied to them solely because they were women. Though they may even have done the same work as men, they were denied that pension. So, and then in many other instances, I remember going to Moscow and the women there talking about, yes, we can go to medical school, but we're not the neuro, we don't do the brain surgery, we don't do the complicated, they want us only to do gynecology and pediatrics, and we want to do other things. We want to work on the brain. We want to know about neuroscience, and we want to be able to go into the brain. But that's denied us. We are tired of just being pediatricians and gynecologists. They've left us out of the other, you know. So then, and it was all over the world, all over the world. And I said, oh, I got another understanding. And then this was really in the 1970s, and then there was white women, Friedan and some others, were talking about the oppression of women, but they wanted to be in the boardrooms, and poor black women and poor white women just wanted a job with a decent salary, as much as men, wanted the same equality of opportunity for education and for development as men. So then the realization of, and also the realization that black men were also in many instances holding black women down. Of course, what people often forget, and the white women also, that it was Frederick Douglass who spoke to, you know, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and the others and said, you need to fight for suffrage, you need to fight for the vote. Just you want equal rights, you want the vote. And he was always a champion of women's liberation and emancipation. So that's a great something to be proud of.